1450 WHTC, Howland's hometown station. Let's talk some football, shall we? The fight song for Saugatuck High School as the Indians take on the Pirates of Pahwama, Westphalia in the first round Division 7 State High School Football Tournament game Friday night. On the other end of our line is the athletic director and head football coach at Saugatuck High, Bill Dunn, joining us on 1450 WHTC. Coach, good morning.
Good morning.
A little surprise. I had a little clearance and got you on because I wanted to talk a little bit about your team and about tomorrow night's game. And after a year away from the November nuttiness, your team's back into the fray tomorrow night. It certainly has to be a good feeling.
Oh, it's a great feeling, and I'm very proud of the kids. And, you know, we missed out. We barely missed out last year, but to be back in the playoff mix this year is a great accomplishment for our kids and program.
Of course, Saugatuck High football is heard on our FM station, 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com. But for those who listen only on the AM side, what has been the difference between the 2012 Saugatuck Indians that went 5-4 and the 2013 Saugatuck Indians that went 8-1, won the SAC North outright, and got a berth in the tournament?
Well, we are senior-laden. We got 10, 11 seniors that are pretty darn good football players and great leaders. And then we have a mix of some younger kids that have come in and did a tremendous job. When you think of Alex Segovia and Alex Anschutz and Blake Dunn, I mean, those kids have stepped in and filled a void, you know, that the seniors, are not, but those seniors, with Joey Koshelski and Andrew Block, Cam White, AJ Starring, all those kids have had a tremendous amount of experience over 4 years of football, and we're hoping we can continue the success and our playoff run.
Many people might remember Bill Dunn as a quarterback at West Ottawa High School under, I believe, Ron Weatherby was your coach during your time there.
Yeah, Coach Weatherby was one of my junior high coaches, but Coach Cheverini, Coach Nolan, prior to that, but Coach Cheverini was a tremendous coach and really kind of molded me as a young man. I looked to him as a father as well as my own, but he was a great coach and a Hall of Famer, if people don't know that, but what a great guy and a tremendous impact on my life.
Some of the lessons you learned as a Panther, you brought down to Saugatuck year 11 and turning around a program that couldn't win to one that, at least except for one game in Decatur, couldn't lose this season. But you've had to mentor a couple of your sons to be guiding the Saugatuck Indians, Nick Dunn earlier on in his career, and now it is Blake Dunn, a ninth grader who's asked to do a lot, both mentally and physically on both sides of the ball and also in special teams, and he has come through aces so far, apparently.
Yeah, I've been fortunate to coach all three of my sons, Will, Nick, and now Blake, and soon to be Brad. But Blake has done a tremendous job, but he's learned so much over the years. I mean, being on the sidelines and at practice and watching film when we have coaches' meetings, the kid's always been a sponge, and he's handled adversity, he's handled pressure, he's physically ready, and, you know, we don't look at him as a freshman anymore. This kid is ready to play, and hopefully he can do some great things tomorrow night.
Talk a little bit about the evolution of the Saugatuck program. When you came on board 11 years ago, it had just split off from Holland Christian after the merging for a couple of years. There was talk even before the merging of perhaps maybe dropping the sport for a couple of years because of lack of numbers and lack of success. You have brought it completely full circle during your tenure there. What has been the key in turning Saugatuck High's fortunes around on the football program?
People. It's all about people. Great people at our Rocket level, great people and coaches at our junior high level, and I've been blessed to have a coaching staff with me for 10, 11 years I've been here. We've had the continuity, the consistency, but it really is about people all pulling the same direction, all supporting each other, all working their tails off, and kids buy into that. And we've been fortunate to have some great kids, too. But it really is all about people and pull everybody pulling in the right direction. And I've been blessed with that.
Talking with Saugatuck High football coach Bill Dunn. Outside of Tanner Nutting, who was a major contributor in 2010 with his place kicking, the freshmen of 2010 are now seniors now. Some had some spotty duty in the run that Saugatuck had to Ford Field in the Division 8 finals where they lost to Mount Pleasant Sacred Heart. Does that play into any factor at all going into tomorrow night's game against Pomona Westphalia?
Oh, absolutely. Experience is huge, you know, and, those kids may not have been major contributors, but they were part of the practice sessions. They were part of the pregame locker room preparation and all that good stuff. So, you know, when we walked out on, Ford Field, it was kind of nerve wracking. You know, there was some anxiety there, but these kids have been through it. They understand it, and, they're going to treat this game, you know, as a big game, an opportunity to do some great things, but the anxiety and the nervous and the nerves and all that stuff that goes with it, they're going to handle that. You know, I got a pretty loose group. You know, they're a fun group, and they support each other. So I'm looking forward to great things from this group.
Now, the important part of that experience and being able to handle adverse situations may come into play tomorrow night at Pomona Westphalia against a Pirate program that has had number of successful seasons, a long track record of success, and a field that had been torn up by a vandal earlier this year may not be really the best running surface for the Indians, but some adversity this team's going to have to go through.
Yeah, I saw that on tape. We wondered what those marks were in the field, but yeah, they're a great program. There is no doubt we have to play our best game, and it's a great challenge. You know, they've got some size up front. They've got some athletes that were there. You know, a lot of the seniors as sophomores were there 2 years ago when they made it to the state finals. So they certainly have the talent. They have the experience. They got great coaching. And we are excited about the opportunity. We feel good about ourselves. You know, they haven't seen a full house tee like we run or a running game that we have. And we're doing some different things. So it's going to be a great ball game, and we're looking forward to it.
And that is Saugatuck High School football coach Bill Dunn. You'll be able to hear the Indians game against Pomona Westphalia tomorrow night on our FM station, 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com. I'll be happy to bring you all of the action beginning at 6:40. Bill Dunn, congratulations on so far a very good season at 8-1, and the best of luck not only tomorrow night but also a successful run in the state tournament next month. Thank you, sir.
You bet. Thank you, sir.
All right. That is head coach Bill Dunn of the Saugatuck Indians. And on 1450 WHTC.